Shalom, my dear friends. We are studying together the parables that Yeshua taught when he was here on earth. He was in the land of Israel. He taught many parables, many stories, many meshalim. And this is one of the most important parables that are found in the Word of God, because Yeshua, the Messiah, gave information to the followers of his, to the Talmidim, the disciples, about the afterlife. Sometimes we neglect to think that our time on earth is only for a short time. The Bible tells us that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. This parable is called the parable of the rich man and Lazarus the beggar. In Hebrew it is called Mashal HaIsh HaAshir VeElieezer HaKabtzan. It is found in Luke 16 verses 19 to 31, and I would like to read to you this parable. Very interesting. Yeshua is speaking and he's saying, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus Eliezer in his bosom. And he cried, and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, Father Abraham, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moshe, Moses, and the Nevi'im, the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he, this is Abraham, said to him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. This is the second parable that is found in Luke chapter 16. And the theme of Luke chapter 16 is the teaching of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, the disciples, and all that would be willing to listen to him, of the importance of which the reason that God left mankind on earth. The purpose for all humanity is to glorify God and to be a blessing to mankind. This is the purpose that God left us here. First, one has to turn to the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, accept Him as His Mashiach, Messiah, Lord and Savior, and then live for God and be a blessing to all. That's why He gave these two parables, even though the word parabole, mashal, is not mentioned here in Luke 16. A parable is to cast alongside, is to tell a story that will teach a spiritual lesson. And that's what Yeshua the Messiah have done all through His ministry here on earth. He looked at real events, real situation, and made spiritual application to teach His hearers. And in this parable in Luke 16:19-31, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus the beggar, Yeshua is seeking to teach us the importance of thinking and making sure that we do not limit our thoughts and our desire only for here and now, but recognizing that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. See, none of us will live here forever, even though we would love to live a long life, but it is appointed unto man once to die. Just look around you. Look around us. People die. People leave this scene. No one lives here forever. And that's the way it is. Sin came in. Genesis chapter 2, God said, the day that you will eat out of this tree, dying you shall die. Mot tamut in Hebrew. And surely, Adam died spiritually, and ultimately he died physically, and every one of us that lived in this earth, descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we all gonna have to go through the process of death. But what about the afterlife? Where will we spend eternity? And Yeshua is teaching this important lesson to His disciples and to all of us all, and you and I need to grasp it. Here's a contrast between two individuals. One was rich and one was poor. You notice in their life, we see in Luke 16, verse 19, 20, and 21, you can see the contrast between these two men in their life here. In verse 19, there was a certain rich man. He was clothed with purple, with fine linen. He lived in luxury every day, not only once a week, not only in a certain occasion, but every day of his life he lived in luxury. He was dressed well. He had everything he wanted. He had great life, you might say. But he didn't think about his afterlife. On the other hand, in verse 20 and 21, there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. He was a beggar. In Hebrew, he's called kabtzan. Didn't have any money to live here in this world. Didn't have any means. He needed to beg for money. He was laid every time at the rich man's gate. He had full of sores. We never read that the rich man gave him anything. And we find out that he desired to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. But by the time he received some, the dogs came and ate it. But you notice that the rich man has no name. But the beggar, the kabtzan, have a name, and his name is Eliezer in Hebrew. Eli mean my God. Ezer mean help. You see, our help is in God. We were created by God. And God wants us to recognize that we depend on Him and that we need Him in our lives. Sooner or later, we will all have to stand before the God who created us. And so we read, in their life, two complete contrasts, one rich, one poor. One lived with all sort of pleasure, The other one had nothing, and he was begging for food, for crumbs. But then notice that both of them died. Even in death, you can see the contrast. In verse 22, we see that it came to pass, and the beggar died, and he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Yeshua is teaching the disciples and those that heard him. And he's teaching us something that we don't know. Unless he taught this to us, we would never know. So he said that the beggar died and he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And then it says, the rich man also died and was buried. You notice the contrast? Both died, but the rich man, when he died, he had a funeral service. And perhaps because he was such a rich man, he had a very wealthy a funeral service, because after all, he was a wealthy man. Everybody benefited from him. But then the poor man, Eliezer, we never read about his funeral, though I'm sure they would make for him a funeral, but it probably was a very insignificant funeral, because after all, he was a poor man. He couldn't help anyone. But apparently, because he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. In Hebrew it say, Chek Avraham. Abraham is the father of the Hebrews, the father of the nation of Israel. Abraham is the father of all those that believe in God. Abraham, when he died, he went into the presence of God, into paradise. And so this poor man by the name of Eliezer was carried by the angels to go to Abraham's bosom. Beautiful to see. And there in the bosom of Abraham, the blessing, because this is the place of blessing, in the place where God would bring the redeemed to be in Abraham's bosom. But then notice the contrast in their lives, the contrast in their death. We never read about that rich man being carried to Abraham's bosom, because he was never thinking about afterlife, never accepted God's ways, were occupied with his wealth here and now. While the poor man Eliezer, even his name said, my help cometh from God. God is my helper. So now, from verse 23 to the end of this parable, Yeshua, remember that Yeshua is the Mashiach. He is God the Son who became a man, who was born to the Virgin Miriam. He is the Emmanuel, God with us, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name God with us, Emmanuel. And here the Emmanuel, the God who became a man for the purpose to come to give his life for sinners like all of us, so we will have blessing and hope beyond the grave, in the afterlife. He's telling these, he's teaching his disciples. And the Pharisees, which heard his parables, but instead of accepting these truths, they derided him, as we read here in chapter 16 and verse 14. So Yeshua continued, and in verse 23 to the end, we see the contrast now in the afterlife. You see, my dear friend, the scripture teaches us this important truth. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. We all going to have to spend eternity either in the presence of God in bliss, or in hell, and ultimately in the lake of fire, in a place of judgment. And that's why Yeshua the Messiah came, in order to take your judgment, my judgment, upon himself. And he became the Lamb of God that would take upon himself the sin of this world. So, listen to what Yeshua the Messiah is teaching concerning afterlife. It was not known to anyone, but because He is the Mashiach. He is God the Son. He could teach us. He is the creator of all things. He knows what will happen in the afterlife. And so in verses 23 to the end, notice what we read in verses 23 to 26. In his afterlife, the rich man was in torment. And in his afterlife, Eliezer, the beggar, was comforted. We read, and I'm reading verse 23 to verse 26. And in hell, in the Greek word is Hades. The Hebrew word is Sheol. In Hades, in Sheol, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and he sees Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Eliezer that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented here in this flame. Notice it. He was beseeching Father Abraham, verse 25 and 26. And Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Eliezer, Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. You see, the Lord Yeshua the Messiah is teaching us something that is so important to understand, because once we leave this world, if our sins have not been forgiven and paid for by the substitute, namely by the Mashiach himself, we will have to spend eternity separated from God. That's why it says in verse 23, and in hell, in Hades, in Sheol, he sees Abraham far off, even though in reality one cannot see the other, because hell and heaven, or paradise and Sheol, is completely different places. But Yeshua is teaching us the important lesson that in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and he, what does he see? He sees Eliezer in the bosom of Father Abraham. And then he began to cry. And you see, this cry, it is just too late. It is just too late. He should have cried to God who blessed him with so much wealth here on earth, and be thankful and use his wealth for the blessing of God's people and the people in the world. And yet, he neglected this. How important for us not to neglect whatever situation you find yourself in your life, wealthy or not, rich or poor, whatever situation we find ourselves in our life, we have to recognize that one day we'll have to stand before the living God. And so we know this. He said in verse 20, for he cried and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Eliezer that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. You see, my dear friend, I did not write that. This is the word of the Lord. This is the word of Yeshua the Messiah. And he says that in hell, in Hades, in Sheol, those that will be there will be tormented. What a painful thing to realize. God loves us. He doesn't want anyone to perish. He doesn't want to cast anyone to Hades, to Sheol, and ultimately to the lake of fire. The lake of fire is prepared for the devil and his angels, not for people like you and I. God loves us, and he wants us to turn to him. But this man, like many today, neglect the truth concerning the afterlife. So he's crying. He's beseeching for Eliezer now to come to serve him, and to dip the tip of his finger in waters that he will be not tormented anymore. And Abraham said to him, son, notice Abraham, a loving Abba. He said, he's Abba, he's the father of all nations. He loves mankind and Abraham. In a sense, Yeshua teaching us the point that Abraham is now speaking to this rich man that is now finding himself in Hades, in hell. And of course, Yeshua is telling that story to teach us an illustration. There is no conversation that's going on between heaven and hell. But Yeshua teaching us this important story. He says, remember that you in your lifetime have received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. And in any case, he says, besides, there is a great gulf fixed between us. You cannot come to me, neither Eliezer can go to you. This is once and for all eternal gulf between the place of blessing for the redeemed and the place of judgment for the unregenerated, for the unsaved, for the people who did not turn to God. So listen to the conclusion. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, you would send him into my father's house, verse 27 and verse 28, for I have five brethren, that they may testify to them, lest they also will come to this place of torment. See, now this man began to be, you might say, a mission-oriented. Now he wants to share the message of the love of God and the warning with others, but it is too late. It is too late. It is too late for him. And so notice what Abraham said to him. And Father Abraham said to him, they have Moshe and the prophet, Moses and the prophet, they have the Torah. If they will listen to the Torah, Nevi'im, Ktuvim, the law, the prophets and the writing, if they will listen to the word of God, the scripture, teaches plenty of information of sin will bring judgment. Repentance and turning to God will provide forgiveness for the repented one. And so he says, name my father. But if they, even if they have Moses and the prophet, but they will not believe until someone will come to them from the dead. And the closing sad fact that Abraham said, and Abraham said to him, if they do not believe Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded even if someone will come to them from the dead. My dear friend, this is sad. Sad parable, sad mashal, sad story, but yet the truth is being taught to us all of the importance of turning to God now by faith, accepting the provision of the Mashiach, the Messiah, who died for us, who was buried for us, and who rose for our justification, that whosoever will believe on him will never perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe that? May God bless you, my dear friend. Shalom, shalom.